I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. An evangelist from South Korea was recently attacked in Turkey. Bruce Allen with FMI.
Evangelical pastor Jinwook Kim, he was stabbed just while walking down the street in southeastern Turkey. He began serving as a pastor in this area just earlier this year, although he's lived in Turkey for 5 years already. He died from his wounds after he was taken to the hospital. In a sad twist to this story, his wife is expecting to deliver their second child this week.
Local authorities claim the pastor was randomly targeted. Allen and others familiar with the case suspect foul play, though. In recent years, the political sentiment to be Turkish is to be Muslim has been on the rise. And Allen urges believers to pray for Turkey. Please pray for this pastor's widow and their children, too. And protests in a financial crisis are worsening the already unstable situation for Syrian refugees in Lebanon. 69% of refugees live below the poverty line, and more than half are unable to meet basic survival needs. Lebanese churches are teaming up to help refugees in Jesus' name. Sophie Nasrallah of Middle East Revive and Thrive.
When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, only one came back. Didn't he know that only one would come back? He knew, but he still had compassion of the others and he still healed them. No strings attached. We just follow Jesus' example as much as we can.
Consider donating to help these churches provide for Syrian refugees. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. You can pray for renewed strength, vision, and energy as believers serve the most vulnerable. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.